Got some valley speak. I hope this isn't what we're headed toward. But we're going to continue to give it the old college try. We should have tried this yesterday on the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square tragedy. Always a day late and a dollar short here at BRB. 6:33, 27 before 7. Leinfelder on the way as he sits in for Linda Evans. News and weather locally and statewide. Commercials also on the horizon. And your calls at 646-TALK, 646-8255. You outstaters, especially you Chinese, 1-800-962-0792.
You've heard the old saying, crime doesn't pay. But if you've taken the risk and now find yourself charged with driving while under the influence of alcohol, another traffic violation, embezzlement, a sex crime, or a misdemeanor, it does pay to have the legal representation you can count on. It pays to call Peter Wold, attorney at law. Peter Wold has been representing clients charged with the various criminal charges, but his trial practice has centered on defending persons charged with alcohol-related offenses. Peter Wold can handle the difficult criminal misdemeanor cases and has the experience, support personnel, and resources to win the tough cases. His office is in the Barrister's Trust Building, downtown Minneapolis. His phone number is 341-2525, 341-2525. Peter Wold, attorney at law, one of this week's guests on TC Law, Sunday night at 7 on KSTP AM 1500, the talk station.
In national news, the White House and House leaders are waging a last-minute fight as lawmakers prepare to debate and vote today on a controversial civil rights bill. President Bush is appealing to Southern Democrats to bolt from their leadership and stick with him in opposing the Democrats' anti-discrimination bill. Supporters hope to collect a two-thirds majority, which would suggest they might be able to override a presidential veto. The Democrats' bill is designed to reverse a series of Supreme Court rulings that make it difficult for minorities to win job discrimination lawsuits. Bush says it's a quota bill. A new Washington Post ABC News poll suggests more than 3 out of 4 black Americans favor Democratic positions on civil rights over those of the president's Republican Party. The poll finds that a slim majority of whites, 40%, back the Democratic position, while 38% favor the Republicans. 86% of the blacks polled think minorities face hiring biases, and 44% of the whites agreed. A new congressional report urges the U.S. to look to Canada for tips on how to provide health care for all without raising costs. The General Accounting Office says administrative cost savings alone would be more than enough to cover the expense of extending health care to everyone. Critics say there are drawbacks to the Canadian system, including long waits for some procedures and services. But the GAO report says it should be possible to combine the best elements of the Canadian and U.S. health delivery systems. The Mount Unzen volcano has sent fresh bursts of searing gas, ash, and rocks onto a small community in southwestern Japan after being jolted by 11 earthquakes during the night. Authorities say at least 14 people appear to have been killed. At least 30 people are missing. In Japan, the Japanese Army is planning to send rescuers into the area to determine if there are people trapped. Soldiers will also attempt to recover bodies. And this from Buckingham Palace. The 8-year-old son of Prince Charles and Princess Diana has been accidentally injured by a schoolmate playing with a golf club. Prince William, second in line to the British throne, underwent surgery to correct a depressed fracture on his forehead. But the palace says the injury is not life-threatening. The Twin Cities forecast, cool, dry breezes during the early morning hours, a few showers possible mainly southwest of the metro, heavy rainfall in southwest Minnesota where a flash flood watch remains in effect, lows in the mid-50s, later today partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid, highs in the lower to mid-70s, a few high clouds tonight, lows in the lower 50s, dry sunshine on Wednesday, highs in the lower to mid-70s, winds will be easterly at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Right now it's 60 degrees. I'm Jim Leinfelder for Linda Evans. Bob's Radio Basics will continue after this.
You could pack your suitcases, make hotel reservations, drop a bundle on airfare, and fly all the way to Vegas to play some blackjack this summer. Or you could simply pick up the phone and call Golden Limousine Service. That's right, Golden Limousine Service. For just $30 per person, you can hop on a Lucky Limo Fun Junket to your favorite area casino. Treasure Island, Grand Casino Mille Lacs, or Jackpot Junction are all a comfortable limo ride away. You'll enjoy round-trip transportation, complimentary beverage, and lots of casino perks. Slot machines, bingo, keno, blackjack, it's all right here in Minnesota. And with Golden Limousine's Lucky Limos, getting there is so easy. Call today and reserve your limo ride to a fun casino right here in Minnesota. Golden Limousine even offers red-eye specials on weekends. Leave the suitcases in your closet. Don't spend your money on plane fare and hotels. Just call Golden Limousine Service at 522-2939 for Lucky Limos.
Ladies and gentlemen, KSTP Smart Shopper is liquidating its inventory. We've
lost our lease.
So for the next several weeks, we're drastically reducing prices. Everything must go. We've
lost our lease.
And now's your chance to cash in. Speaking of cash, from now till the end, Smart Shopper terms are cash and check only. And you must pick up your certificates within 3 days. For a complete listing of the Smart Shopper inventory, call CityLine 645-6060. Category, shop. The Smart Shopper has
lost our lease.
Buy now and save.
Maybe there will be a little Stevie Ray guitar on this slice of Let's Dance from David Bowie. Ah, Dave's not here. Not your average day, David Bowie. Unless you feel that this or that average Dave has any business whatsoever in bed with Mick Jagger, as supposedly happened. Angie Bowie walked in and was sorely disappointed to see her husband, allegedly, coiled infamously with the lead singer of the Rolling Stones. I heard a Rolling Stones a song on the way to work today, Satisfaction. I refused to listen, and I refuse to listen now and forevermore to any song that is so old that it does not make proper use of current technology relating to a stereophonic sound. Can you imagine anything more boring than listening to a mono, or back then it was called electronically rechanneled for stereo, a song that does not make proper use of the equipment in your car? Just seems so silly.
You're in a yuppie panic, aren't you?
Well?
Boy, I feel for you.
No,
man.
I'm just a purist.
No. Yeah. On conference line A, Celia Lilliquist,
mm-hmm.
who I believe is a teacher in town and might be able to translate some Chinese for us. She's worried that they might be speaking in a dialect.
Ah, see, I thought that might happen.
So you were right.
Well, here's my question. Would it be possible for us to put her on another bank of phones, then call the restaurant and have her conduct the conversation? We would ask the question. She would be like the United Nations interpreter.
Yeah, we can call on a different set of lines.
Yeah. Would that be okay, ma'am? Do you have that kind of time? Maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
I sort of have a little limited time, but think of how long.
5 or 10 minutes is all it would take.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Fine,
yeah. If you'll hold on, we'll be right with you.
All right.
All right. Okay. So I guess you would have to clear one of those lines or call on one of the talk lines. And what we would... No, doggone it. Oh, we're fine. 641, 19 before 7. I guess she knows that she is party to... what's the word?
How's the
It's
name?
Not a trick. It's just
we just
want to test the system.
Find out about
Do they provide takeout food? I guess it would sound something like this. Hello, does anyone there speak English? English. We are Americans, just in town on business. That kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm going to put Celia back
on. Right. She's on?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be our interpreter.
So they're both on.
Yeah. Where is Guangzhou, Celia? Do you know?
Pardon?
It's busy.
Busy.
Maybe
listening.
They've been receiving other calls like ours. Where is Guangzhou? Do you know?
That is a Canton.
Oh, it is in Canton?
Right. Because this is the capital of this Canton state. You know, close to...
Right.
Close to Hong Kong.
Okay. You have been there?
Hong Kong is a southern little territory. It's a Kowloon.
Okay. You have been there? Okay, and you're familiar with People's Middle Road?
Middle Road?
It says that this restaurant is at 383 People's Middle Road, Guangzhou, China. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, see, they have a 10,000 new restaurant since I left China.
Oh, how long ago was that?
I left a long time ago, but I went back to China recently.
Oh, so you think
to visit, right.
You think this People's Middle Road could be a new...
No, I didn't go to southern because my home is in northern. It's closer to the capital.
I see. All right.
This is what I said.
Just one second. Here they are. Here's the restaurant now. If you wouldn't mind asking if someone there speaks English.
Sure.
Go right ahead. Now, did they hang up again?
Hello.
I guess they did. Ken, we're going to have to catch them as soon as they pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Celia, we'll listen now. And
this is from east?
I'm sorry?
East, right. From where?
What is from where? I'm sorry.
Where is the restaurant?
In Guangzhou, Guangzhou.
Oh, this is from speaker Cantonese.
Yes.
This is a dialect.
Ah, are you?
Maybe able to speak English. I'm not 100% guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, we tried them a few moments ago and asked them if anyone spoke English, and no one did, and they hung up on us.
I know there are very few people, especially if they're in the city. Even, you know, they can speak English, but
right.
Not too many speak fluently.
The first question I want you to ask them, does anyone there speak English?
Right.
We need to place an order.
Okay.
Right. Okay? Let's listen for them to answer.
Uh-huh.
It should be ringing here pretty soon.
6:44.
Although I don't hear anything.
Bruce Dern is 55 years old today. Patrick Royce.
I tell you, why do you contact them? Let me see. Now is what time?
It is 8:45. 8:45 at night. There, they're open until 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Uh huh.
I just wondering. Little later because of their supper time. And
they're very busy. Very busy. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
So you think maybe in a couple of hours?
I tell you, I will be sort of a free.
Uh-huh. Maybe between 9 and 9:30 this morning?
No, that's my busy time.
Oh, that's your busy time. Between 8 and 9?
That's my busy time. And I was planning on leaving home at that time.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so they said they open until 3.
Right.
You're there at 11, only are 10 o'clock, right?
Uh-huh. The thing is, our program is off the air at 9:30. Hold on. Yeah. Just one second. It may ring here. Please ask if anyone there speaks English, and if so, we'd like to place an order.
Yeah.
Here we go. Off the hook again. Well, also, not only are we off the air at 9:30, but I'm going to see our program is off the air.
Oh.
Maybe I could leave instructions for Barbara Carlson to place the call.
Barbara who?
Barbara Carlson. She's our
Barbara Carlson.
The person who's on the air.
The lady,
at 9:30. The former.
I'm a constant listener to your
station.
Quite a bit.
Well, great. are you a long-time resident of the Twin Cities?
Yeah, I'm quite long here. I'm a Chinese freelancing.
Uh huh.
And translation or teaching. Conversations,
yeah.
You know, I'm teacher for teaching Chinese at our Chinese school. But now it's the summer, we don't have any. I usually go to the grade school, give a talk about the Chinese.
Right.
This Pat, I believe she's in Woodbury, right? Elementary.
Yeah, Pat is the person who gave me your
school.
Number.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And so you have a little time on your hands in this kind of off-season, is that it?
Now it's off-season, but though I do have a private lessons at the Rosemount and, you know, Eden Prairie.
Yes, yes.
Quite a distance to travel.
Let me wedge this in here, utter my admiration for you, because I don't know that I could go to China and pick up that language, regardless of the dialect, as well as you have picked up English.
See, I have been in Hong Kong before I came to the United States.
Uh-huh.
I have been in Hong Kong about 2 years,
Yes. Stayed
in Hong Kong.
Right.
So I'm sort of familiar, but that's a long time. Everything, you know, changing so fast.
Yeah.
I'm not quite for sure. But now if I go to the Twin City, the Chinese restaurant, most people speak Cantonese.
Yeah.
So I do speak with them.
Yes.
And I can understand, you know, what they talk. They can understand what Okay. Except in Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
there's one state have three dialects.
Oh.
East they speak one, the middle speak Cantonese.
Right.
The west they speak another dialect.
Just right there in Hong Kong, three different dialects.
No, in Hong Kong speak Cantonese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in Hong Kong and Canton, you know, this is the central.
Yeah.
Speak Cantonese.
Yeah.
East and the west are both two different dialects, just in that one state.
Okay.
But now, everybody is supposed to be speaking Mandarin, and you know, since the 1950s, you mm-hmm. know, they try to ask everybody to speak the same language.
Right.
You know, but they still they speak or not. That's a different
right.
thing. They might understand it.
Yes. Do you ever get homesick? Ever wish you were back there on vacation?
Yes, I went back 4 years ago.
And I guess the place had changed.
I didn't go to the south because my home is closer to Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I didn't have a time to go to the south. I don't have any relatives there.
Yeah.
So I was one home visiting.
You know, we used to pronounce it to Beijing, but in the last few years they've asked us to pronounce it Beijing.
Right,
right.
Yeah. See, the Jing means a capital.
Uh-huh.
So, for instance, used to the Democratic, you know, the Chiang Kai-shek, the China.
Mm-hmm.
We call their capital, it's called Nanjing.
Right.
Nanjing. So now, used to be Beijing was a dynasty for so many years, the capital.
Yeah.
This is why they changed, they become this, mainland China's capital, this is what they said,
sure.
is Beijing. For instance, like Tokyo.
Right.
We call it Dongjing. This in Chinese, absolutely two different things.
Okay.
But themselves, writing is the same.
Yes.
In Chinese.
Celia, have you opened up the newspaper this morning?
Pardon?
Do you read the
not yet.
Newspapers? I read.
I heard this year was a Tiananmen was, you know, quite a.
1 year ago yesterday, and I understand that today, or we find out today in our local newspaper, that Mao's widow committed suicide.
Oh.
Yeah. Found it out in both newspapers this morning.
Yeah, because she put her, you know, in this Cultural Revolution,
mm-hmm.
you know, because mm-hmm. everybody blame on her.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, they think it's Mao Zedong behind it, but nobody knows what's behind.
Right.
Because I don't know, did you watch a Nightline in June 1st in Channel 5? They talk about the Russian.
Right.
They don't have any, nobody have a telephone. You make a phone call, take your hours, no directory, nothing.
Right.
Same in China.
Oh, my goodness.
Even worse.
Yeah. Tell me, what do you think the conversation between ourselves and the restaurant in Guangzhou would have sounded like? For instance, what does this phrase sound like in the particular dialect that you're familiar with? Something like, does
like
anyone...
That's a foreign language to me.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Plus the English.
You don't think they would have been able to understand you?
They might slightly understand, but they cannot answer because I said, since 1950, everybody has to force study Mandarin.
Yes. Well...
They understand that they can answer or not, that's a different thing.
Okay.
Just like foreign people speak English.
Right.
You may understand, you can guess the idea, you might...
Oh, sure.
You see, this is the best that we can expect.
Well, just north of us on the Iron Range, they have a different way of speaking than many of us here in the Twin Cities.
Even in Mississippi, I cannot understand.
Oh, hey, join the club. I'm going to let you go, but I want to thank you for participating this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
For attempting to participate.
Yeah, you're
and,
welcome.
And if I could just ask you one more question.
Yeah.
And that is the tenor of this article. What really prompted all of this on our part
mm-hmm.
was our fascination
yeah.
With these people who apparently enjoy
yeah.
eating rodents, rat. Was that kind of thing going on when you lived there?
No. We do have a fancy meal in Canton. That's only in Canton, in our area.
Uh-huh.
It's a snake meal.
Right, yes.
And then another thing is the bring of the... Monkey. Yeah, monkey brain.
According to the first paragraph
yeah.
in the story I'm looking at...
Now, there's rats, I didn't hear yet,
uh-huh.
but in the village, they do eat dog meat.
Dog meat.
Yeah, because you see, this is why the monks people, you know,
right,
come over here, kill the dog.
Yes.
You know, they eat it.
The list of foods in this article include cats, raccoons, owls, doves, snakes, bear and tiger's paw. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, tiger paw.
Okay.
Right. So I tell you what happens. Now in China,
mm-hmm.
everything's still rational.
Rationed.
Right.
Yeah.
They ration like 2 pounds of meat per month.
Mm-hmm.
How many oils per month?
Mm-hmm.
How many sugars per month? Even eggs.
Okay.
So if I not go to China, if I go home,
uh-huh.
if I eat eggs, seems semi-luxury.
Uh-huh.
They have to, you know, especially I do not eat egg yolk.
Okay.
They think this is, you know, they can, they think this is a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
could it be then that in the rat they have found something that is in abundance that doesn't have to be rationed and they've acquired a taste for this?
See, in southern China, there's people that eat so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even, when I was in China, they eat this about an inch long black, like a beetles sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of bug this is,
yeah.
but they do eat it.
Yeah.
I have never, I just look at it, you know, I'm filled up already.
Oh,
but
yeah.
the people eat it, you know, like a black beetles, more than an inch long.
Yeah.
It's already cooked already. I don't know how they cook it.
Did you just tell me that when you see that inch-long black beetle, you look at it and you just feel full already?
Right. I just have a goosebumps.
Well, Celia, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
A very good sport. And
I tell you, I do have a recorder.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think recently, you know, unless I know it's very early, very late. You
right.
know, I have close people calling me. Otherwise,
sure.
I do not answer the phone usually. So
uh-huh.
I do have a recorder. After the rings, you
okay.
can leave a message. You know,
right.
nothing saying anything, but the message, you know, do have a rings. Afterwards, nothing.
Okay.
You hear the rings, you can leave a message.
Oh, okay. And maybe we can set this up at some point in the future and take our time and do it right.
okay.
Try to call this restaurant in Guangzhou and see what happens.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Her name is Celia Lilliquist, and she is from the southern part of China, Canton, I suppose. And she claims that even if we had been connected with that restaurant, chances are one side would not have been able to understand the other.
Because of dialects.
Yeah. Isn't that something? You know you're speaking to someone from a culture so far removed from ours that when they look at an inch-long black beetle, they already feel full. Haven't taken one bite and already feel full. Well, she was nice to spend that time with us. I tried at one point to get her to... Oh, what's the term? It's not reenact, because we never enacted it, but to simulate what the conversation would have sounded like if we had been able to get connected with that restaurant in China, and then she could have, ordered something for us.
And I've been trying off the air. It's still busy. I think they just took the phone off the hook.
See, once again, couldn't speak a word of English, so what good would it have done to say, you're on the air?
You're right. We never
That's my question to the FCC this morning.
Yeah, we
All
never
right.
did so.
Boy, I can't wait to see that phone bill. I can't wait to see our phone bill. How long would you say we were on with the people? Maybe 30 seconds?
I suppose.
They kept us on hold maybe for the entirety of the connection, close to a minute.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that this is going to come out of our chat. you might also try to get that bite the one time we were connected with them and just extract it and use it as a promo. Anyone there speak English? I'd like to order some rat. Supervisor! Supervisor! Isn't that basically the way it went?
Yeah.
She knew one word, supervisor.
Yeah.
Supervisor came to the phone. Yes, supervisor? So, oh, well. It's going to make a heck of a promo. That's what all this was about. 657, 3 before 7, at KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, the talk station. Pat, on line 1... has the latest information on Vanilla Ice. We speculated a few moments ago that due to the stern expression on the anchorwoman's face there on NBC with a little little still frame of Vanilla Ice over her left shoulder, that something untoward has perhaps happened to Vanilla Ice. I don't know for a fact that anything has crossed our wire service. Oh, something has? Just one second. Just place it to the glass there, Jim. Vanilla Ice has been arrested. All right, fine. I don't want to read another word. I'll depend on Pat. Thank you very much. I'll depend on Pat on line one to fill us in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
The Loan Center at J. Edwards brings you the Talk Station's newest program, How to Borrow Money, a look inside the banker's head. Learn how bankers look at your credit and evaluate your financial situation. Discover the best ways to improve your credit and how bankers apply debt ratios. J. Edwards will show you exactly where there is hidden income on your tax return. Join them every Sunday evening, 8:30, right here on KSTP, and call in with your financing questions. J. Edwards licensed loan specialists will be available to answer those questions. J. Edwards has been originating residential and commercial loans in the Twin Cities for over 7 years. Their loan officers have the experience and knowledge that you expect from the industry leader. The Loan Center has more loan programs available than any single lender in the metro area. And they look forward to hearing from you and helping you every Sunday evening at 8:30. Tune in the Loan Center and get inside the banker's head. If you own real estate and need money for any reason, call the Loan Center at J. Edwards now, 371-0333.
Hi, I'm Paul Brand from Auto Talk. You take good care of your car, right? But even after tune-up, it doesn't run quite as well as it used to. There could be a relatively simple answer.
Step on it.
Big wheel keep turning. Big wheel Rossi.
Big wheel.
Turn into any big wheel store. Big deals on auto parts and more.
Turn into any Big Wheel Rossi auto store during our Lakeville re-grand opening sale. Gum out extra fuel injector cleaner with injector lube cleans in one tank full. Reduces rough idling and provides improved performance and gas mileage. Gum out extra fuel injector cleaner only $2.99. Performance proven Texaco Havoline Formula 3 motor oil helps keep engines clean. Get 5W30, 10W30, or 10W40 Havoline Formula 3 only 99 cents per quart. Shop our stores now open in Lakeville and Bloomington and get our circular from last Sunday's paper or at any of our 40 stores.
Big wheels keep turning.
Get the message.
Big wheel. Rossi.
Modern electronically controlled engines, particularly those equipped with fuel injection, don't have many consumable parts anymore. Outside of the filters, PCV valve, and spark plugs, not many parts actually need replacing regularly. But after about 50,000 miles, don't overlook the condition of the spark plug wires, distributor cap, and rotor in your annual maintenance. Today's 8mm silicon or Hypalon covered plug wires are tough, long-lasting components, but they do age. Burned, oil-soaked, or damaged wires can lead to misfiring or rough running, as can cracks or burned contacts in the distributor cap or rotor. Rain, humidity, and moisture only compound the problem by offering an easier path to ground for the high-voltage spark. Once your vehicle reaches that 50,000-mile mark, check the spark plug wires, distributor cap, and rotor at your next tune-up. If they're showing signs of age, replace them with quality components from a reputable manufacturer. It may help put the snap back in your driving.
Sounds a lot like the train, doesn't it? Well, that's because it is the train, or it was. 701 in America's favorite Twin Cities. Midway through hour two, show 1027. Unfortunately, there is no Gopher 4, it's a Gopher 5. We're into the Gopher 5, daily 3 to Gopher 5, and of course on our program we have your Mitch Lee 3 numbers. Today's numbers are 4, 7, 8. Your daily Mitch Lee 3 numbers, 4, 7, 8. Today, I forget how much money
involved.
Oh, the
involved. Big pick three lotto? Big money, like
yes.
$500
Mitch
or something
three.
Like that.
Yeah. All right.
Here, phone bill, first 3 minutes, $7 to
That's
China.
That's all?
Every minute thereafter, $1.80.
Oh, so it cost us $7.
Not bad.
Big deal, not bad. Direct dialed it.
$1 more expensive than calling the Pope.
Isn't that frightening? I mean, I don't mean to diminish anyone's perception of the capacity of American technology. DBS, now in both major newspapers, front page business, United States Satellite Corporation, I believe that's the name of the company. But even with what we have right now, it is frightening to consider that we could just go to the phone and dial up someone in China, and it was almost as if they were right next door. Don't you think?
During that last commercial break, I called him up one more time just to hassle him.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, what an ugly American.
Yeah, I asked for a cheap prostitute.
I wonder what the word rat sounds like in their dialect.
Rat?
No, I'll bet it probably lasts 5 seconds.
Yeah, you're probably right.
For it, because I think they're a little more verbose than we are, or than most Americans. They couldn't be more verbose than you and I are. Go to Pat on line one. Pat, thanks for holding.
Hi.
What's the story with Vanilla Ice?
I know what you mean about jumping to the conclusion when you see his still photo on.
Yeah, I thought maybe he'd been shot. Wishful thinking.
The other way around. He didn't actually shoot anybody, but he was arrested for brandishing a gun.
Brandishing?
Yes. He was in a car with a couple guys, apparently, and a street vendor, as he was referred to, attempted to sell them jewelry. And so for whatever reason...
attempted to sell either Vanilla Ice or someone else in the car jewelry?
Right, and I guess...
Was it an undercover officer, a decoy or something?
No, it's just some guy on the street selling jewelry. I don't know what his whole story was. But,
so I guess he took the license plate number down and reported them and...
They stuck a gun in his face and he called the cops afterwards. And,
wow.
And they were still hanging around the area, apparently.
And this happened yesterday in what American city, did it say?
Oh, God, I can't remember.
Boy, if I had his money, I'd be at a museum or something, or I'd be flying halfway around the world.
Really, maybe even.
But no, he wants to participate in a near drive-by shooting. So, well, thanks for the call.
Okay. Appreciate
the update. Jim, you looked as if you were about to say something there.
I was just going to mention that was in North Hollywood.
North Hollywood?
Yeah, is where that occurred.
Well, which could be across the tracks from where ICE is accustomed to hanging. Right. 7:05, 55 before 8. ABC News on the horizon, as well as Jim Leinfelder's news and weather locally and statewide. Stand by for that. Also, Patrick Royce, sports writer of the Twin Cities. 7:30. Here's that bite again. Doggone it. Can you get it up?
Record on civil rights.
Listen.
And we have a good history of fair play. And I want a fair, strong anti-discrimination bill that will guarantee workers' rights, women's rights, workplace rights, but will not create quotas.
Quotas!
Civil rights groups are not...
All right, thank you. I knew we could grasp it at some point this morning. Don't you think that was a diversion from his normal cadence of speech, from his normal very gentlemanly inflection?
Yeah, I don't think Dana Carvey could do that.
Quotas!
That version. Earlier, he said, they're trying to hammer me into the ground politically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just pounding away at Dan Quayle. Doing a fine job. Good little golfer.
And then suddenly he's Dick Butkus.
Quotas!
All right. Let's go to the network, and we'll be back with Patrick Royce in about 5 minutes.
From the ABC Newsroom, the 1991 Civil Rights Bill goes to the floor of the House of Representatives today, and a vote could come as early as this afternoon. A new ABC News Washington Post poll indicates that 9 out of 10 whites are against racial preference programs. Jury selection begins today in the trial of a Georgia man accused of mailing bombs that killed a judge and a civil rights leader in 1989. The trial is being held in Minnesota because the man claimed he could not get a fair trial down south. It's reported quiet today in Beijing on the second anniversary of the bloody crackdown in Tiananmen Square. Israeli warplanes attacked suspected guerrilla bases in southern Lebanon today. Witnesses say 2 people were killed and some school children were hurt. The Space Shuttle Columbia is about 24 hours away from liftoff. A 9-day mission is scheduled and medical research tops the agenda. Specialty automobile license plates are helping some states raise money. The state of Maryland sold $1 million worth in 4 months. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
Every time you speak, people judge you by the words you use. To make a powerful impression, you need a powerful vocabulary. You need New Verbal Advantage, Achievement Dynamics audio cassette program that teaches you proper pronunciation, meaning, and usage. New Verbal Advantage gives you the word power you need to succeed. All you have to do is listen. For more information, call during daytime business hours, 1-800-999-RSVP, 1-800-999-RSVP.
According to experts, in most parts of the United States, there are only 2 kinds of homes, those that have termites and those that are going to have termites. Each year, termites chew their way into over 2 million American homes, causing an estimated $1 billion in property damage. Will your home be next? Call Terminix. Terminix stops termites quickly, carefully, and permanently. permanently. We guarantee it. No ifs, ands, or bugs. Call your Terminix Service Center now for a termite inspection.
At 7:13, I'm Jim Leinfelder for Linda Evans. Roads and fields were flooded and cars stalled in parts of southwestern and south-central Minnesota overnight. The regions were under a flash flood warning issued by the National Weather Service. The Weather Service says up to 7 inches of rain fell on the southwestern Minnesota community of Fulda. The Maury County Sheriff's Department reported waist-deep water in fields and many cars stalled in standing water in Fulda. Parts of U.S. Highway 59 around Fulda were closed due to the standing water. The heavy rain backed up sewers as storms moved through the Granite Falls area of west-central Minnesota, and pea-sized hail was reported in Montevideo. More than 2.7 inches of rain fell in little more than 2 hours near New Ulm. Governor Arnie Carlson is expected to visit the affected farm areas today, along with state and federal agriculture officials. Counties would then have to petition the governor to seek federal disaster assistance. Three 16-year-old Bloomington boys are in custody at the Hennepin County Juvenile Detention Center in Minneapolis, accused of abducting a 14-year-old girl from a Bloomington park, then taking turns raping her while the others held her. One of the boys was a Bloomington Kennedy High School student. The other two were Kennedy dropouts. The girl, a junior high student, did not know the boys. The girl told police that during the assaults, the boys said, quote, "This will build the Kennedy sophomore reputation." Bloomington Police Chief Robert Lutz said it was unclear what the boys meant by their comments. He said the mention of the high school helped in the apprehension of the suspects. All three are expected to be charged this week. In Anoka, a Coon Rapids man was charged today in the stabbing and shooting death of a co-worker. 38-year-old Patrick Thomas Walsh was charged in Anoka County District Court today with second-degree murder in the killing of 35-year-old Pamela Susan Sweeney. Anoka County District Judge Lynn Olson set Walsh's bail at $1 million. Walsh is being held in an Anoka County jail. Assistant Anoka County Attorney Alan Pendleton says he'll seek a grand jury to consider a first-degree murder charge against Walsh. Walsh was charged 20 years ago for attempted murder. A jury acquitted Walsh by reason of insanity, and after 6 years, he was released from a mental hospital. Governor Arnie Carlson vetoed a state-subsidized health care program today, calling it, quote, a cruel hoax on the uninsured that was, quote, tantamount to consumer fraud. The veto was angrily denounced by the bill's proponents, who said the independent Republican governor had reneged on a 1990 campaign promise. DFL Representative Paul Ogren of Aitken called on Carlson to immediately forego his state-paid health insurance. Today's Twin Cities forecast: cool, dry breezes during the early morning hours. A few showers possible, mainly southwest of the metro. Heavy rainfall in southwest Minnesota, where a flash flood watch remains in effect. Lows in the mid-50s. Later today, partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid. Highs in the lower to mid-70s. A few high clouds tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. Dry sunshine on Wednesday. Highs in the lower to mid-70s. Winds will be easterly at 10 to 15 miles per hour today. Right now, it's 60 degrees. Bob's Radio Basics will continue, but first, let's check traffic with Art Reeder.
Well, thanks again, Jim. They have cleared the construction Highway 100 southbound as you approach Highway 55. Both lanes are reopened, but do expect some slower traffic as you're making your way southbound Highway 100 from now about 36th Avenue north down towards Duluth Street. And we've also got a rollover accident southbound Cedar Avenue. You'll find it just south of the crosstown. The rollover is now in the center median, but you're going to find minor delays actually southbound, but major delays northbound on Cedar Avenue as you make your way from about 70th Street now up to the crosstown. That's going to be stop-and-go traffic. We're also finding slow traffic Interstate 94 eastbound as you approach Highway 55. Continue on to the Lowry Hill Tunnel, and just the beginning of some slower traffic up north on eastbound 694. Expect the congestion to run from Boone Avenue to about County Road 81.
You know, being a mascot isn't easy. Every car wash and laundromat in the state expects me to work their parking lot. Talk about stress. You gotta be in 100 places at the same time.
Today, we're talking with a living symbol of our state. He's agreed to lend his name to Minnesota's own cash lotto game, Gopher 5.
I didn't think I could handle another commitment. Hey, my calendar's booked solid already. But on the other paw, if you start turning away work, people stop calling.
To play Gopher 5, just pick 5 numbers out of 39. And you could win the cash jackpot, starting at $100,000.
I can dig it. Hey, easy to play, big cash prizes. I figure it's good for my image to have them name the game after me.
Drawings are held every Tuesday and Friday, so you can play Gopher 5 twice a week, only in Minnesota.
That way,
I don't have to worry about some badger moving in on my turf.
Gopher 5 from the Minnesota State Lottery. Lottery players must be 18 years of age or older.
What? Hey, wait a minute. You're talking people years or gopher years?
You're experiencing AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Свободная демократическая Россия.
Bob's Radio Basics.
They weren't booing, they were chanting Dave, 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 7:13. Waning moments, hour two, show 102.7 for those scoring at home. Happy Tuesday morning to you. First pre-hump day of Accordion Awareness Month. Happy Shadow Centenarian birthday, courtesy of Willard Scott, to Flora Curran. That's Flora Curran of Grayling, Michigan. 108 years of age today. If she owned her own radio station, I have a feeling she'd refer to it as F108. Happy birthday, Flora. 108 candles. Many happy returns to you. Patrick Royce, sports writer of the Twin Cities now at 7:15. Also, we'd like to thank once again Celia Lilliquist, who attempted to interpret for us, to be our translator with a restaurant in Canton, China, called Guangzhou. That's the city, maybe a suburb of Canton called Guangzhou. The Jialu, parentheses, super deer restaurant, which specializes in rodent. It didn't happen, but maybe next time. Let's go to Patrick now. Good morning to you.
Robert.
I guess you know that 7 inches of rain fell on your hometown last night.
Prior Lake or Fulda?
Fulda.
Ooh.
7 inches of rain.
My goodness. The carp will be hopping in Fulda Lake, I bet you.
It will.
I bet Jack Creek is full, Bob.
Think it is?
Yeah, Jack Creek is runs into Fulda Lake, and I'm sure the water's pretty high up there.
How'd your baseball wagering do last night?
I did just fine.
Great.
I had 2 out of 3. I had the Tribe and the Twins,
yes.
And I had the White Sox.
And the White Sox, oh.
And I also resisted the urge to put down a big bundle of money on Virgil Hill to win a small bundle of money, so I'm happy about that.
Wow.
Did you spend the $30?
No, I did not.
Oh, you missed a hell of a fight.
That has happened twice in a row now. The Michael Nunn deal I avoided, and this I avoided, and there are big upsets in both cases.
Oh, man, it was a great fight last night. I'll tell you what, this should be like horse racing. You should get to see these guys before you bet.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, 174 pounds looked great on Hearns.
Yeah.
He looked like this is what he was supposed to be his whole life. He looked like he's only weighed a pound more than Hill, but he's so much taller, and he looked broader across the back, and
yeah,
he looked great.
Huh.
It was a terrific fight.
Well, there's a daring Jeff Charles-like proposal, a saddling paddock for
That's
the boxing
right.
match.
And then you just have a betting window right there.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, I like the looks of this guy. I think I'll take some of that 235 to 100 odds on, I'll take Thomas. Thomas, Hill can't hurt him. Hill couldn't hurt him. He'd throw the left jab, Thomas, and Hill would try to come in with the right. His right hand doesn't amount to much, and
yeah,
he'd hit him with the right, and Hearns wouldn't even move, and Hearns had hit Hill with the right. Man, he knocked him all over. But it was a battle. It was a heck of a fight.
Leads one to believe that maybe Mr. Hill hadn't fought many outstanding fighters in his
Look at the record, and you're looking to say, which one of these guys should I be impressed by that he beat? And there's really, nobody in there.
Yeah.
And James Kinchin he beat, who was a guy
We watched that. We watched that in your living room, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Kinchin defeating Hearns?
Yeah. Or didn't he, or what?
It was a draw or something.
Yeah, it was some ugly, terrible
fight.
But, It was Hearns. Hearns looked like a new man last night, and they only filled up half of Caesars, but they're talking rematch. But I hope that Thomas finds somebody else to fight, and it looks like it's back to Bismarck for Virgil Hill for a while.
So what's the next step, would you think, for Hearns? What's the next?
He's talking about fighting a cruiserweight.
Huh.
He wants to fight 190-pound and get his sixth different weight class title.
Right.
Although, to me, that's fraudulent in these modern times when weight classes are differentiated by about 3 pounds. But
this has got to be sweet revenge for Hearns, knowing that his old nemesis, Sugar Ray Leonard, has retreated into ignominy.
Oh, yes. And had a, you know, just awful last performance against Terry Norris. And all week out there in Vegas, you know, basically the postmortems on Hearns' career were being written before the fight. You know, will you retire if you get beat was the number one question he heard all week.
Right.
And he was cackling after the fight was last night. He was, he had a lot of boxing experts in there who were feeling a little sheepish. I don't know of anyone who picked Hearns to win the fight. Bob Arum was sitting at ringside and shooting off his mouth, saying that it wouldn't last 90 seconds, that Hill would knock him out within 90 seconds.
Any stage or screen stars ringside?
Not too good of a turnout. Danny Glover was there. Frank Robinson, who has nothing better to do, he was there.
Good heavens.
It was so hard up. They were so hard up for celebrities, Bob, that they introduced that famous star of the movie Platoon, Arliss Howard.
No.
Did you ever hear of Arliss Howard?
No, he was, second or third strata there behind Charlie Sheen and those other guys.
Yeah, they were so hard up, they introduced Arliss Howard. And David Keith was another one.
Oh, no, the former University of Tennessee Vol, who was an officer and a gentleman.
Yeah, that guy, the guy who dies in every movie.
Oh,
great. Yeah, they were hard up for celebs.
Well, you know, this was bad scheduling because it came one night after the Tony Awards. Everyone was in New York and would have had to make the big plane trip. To Nevada.
Danny Glover was about the only guy you ever heard of who managed
that?
To show up for this one.
Yeah. Well, I hope
but
you...
The funniest thing of the whole fight was when the North Dakotans started cheering.
Yeah.
Just as you would suspect, they were way up in the rafters, the cheapest tickets they could buy. There wasn't a North Dakotan who was beyond row XXXX.
Bearing out that reputation for frugality.
Yes, they were. They might have came to Vegas, but they weren't going to spend a whole lot of money.
And then left the area after the fight and went right to the nickel slots.
Yeah, they're all staying at the Imperial Palace, and I would imagine there are some nickel slots at the Imperial Palace.
Tell me, did you leave some funds there, hopefully on the Lakers? Because from our When Will They Ever Learn department...
Six again. Well, I felt bad because I came back in the red eye, and I went to the... I saw in the Excalibur that it was six again, but they were closed down for the night by the time I got back to my hotel about 11. So, no, I wasn't able to get down on them, but I certainly was going to if they'd had an emergency opening up of the window. I was shocked. I thought it'd be 3.5, 4.
Right.
And six again. I don't understand.
Once in a blue moon, they give you a gift like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing, but...
Because from what I can remember of that first game, people like Horace Grant, who normally are such standouts, they were quiet. I didn't notice Horace Grant that much in that game.
No. They, as I said, you know, the 60% of the starting lineup of the Lakers is just a lot better than 60% of the starting lineup of the Bulls.
Yeah.
I think.
Plus,
hey,
you got
by the way, I wanted to tell you, did you ever play golf at the Tropicana?
Yes.
Well, you're not going to anymore.
I bet they've turned it under, haven't they?
They're going to build a 5,000-room remake of the MGM Grand there.
Kerkorian.
They closed down the marina, and they're already taking all the palm trees off the Tropicana golf course, apparently moving them someplace.
Right. That's a lot of land. I mean, not just, on the Tropicana golf course side, but also I understand that on the other side of the street.
They're going to do some stuff over there?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, these people, they keep saying that that business is slow, that the mirage is killing everybody, but they keep building.
And now
but,
Steve Wynn wants to put canals downtown. He wants to make it look like Venice.
Yeah, well, that's a great idea. This is a place out there that's got absolutely no water. You
right.
know, they don't even have tubs in your room. Well, they got showers, so you can't waste any water. Now they want to build a canal. That's a heck of an idea.
The Excalibur looks so much like Disneyland. Were there lots of kids there?
Oh, millions of kids.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That's what it's supposed to be. It's an absolute zoo.
Yeah.
It's and kind of very modest rooms, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Patrick, I don't know whether you know this or not, but every Monday morning at about 8:15, and yesterday was no exception, roughly 1 hour after we started our conversation with you, we call a Pope line at the Radio Vatican, and we hear a recorded inspirational message by Pope John Paul II.
Yes.
And he was quoting scripture. It had to do with a situation wherein Christ came to this particular town, and the children saw him and tried to swarm him, but the elders held them back, and he said, "No, let them come to me." And I said, wouldn't it have been something if Patrick had been designated the Son of God? He comes into town and he says, "That's it, keep them back. I don't want to talk to any kid."
Yeah, we don't want those kids around.
I'll bet you were suffering at the Excalibur, weren't you?
Well, they don't. They have a cop sitting there at the sports book and he shoos them away. So.
Twins win last night 3-2 over the Hapless O's.
Hapless O's, yes. Did I read that the Hapless O's have a 5-6 record with this new manager? I can't believe that.
They went 4 or 5 games without winning for Johnny Oates.
Yeah, well, it said five. They had a little streak before last night. I don't know.
Oh, but, I can't believe that.
Anyway, Big Herbie's hitting a little bit.
Yes.
He's mad at everybody that suggested that perhaps that he should be considered as trade bait, and Morris is... rolling along. I don't know. You look at this division, Bob. It's nobody impresses you.
Yes, I know.
You know, these guys might hang in there and make a race out of
it. It's almost as if Herbie sensed that with the last name McCarty on everyone's lips that perhaps he should begin hitting.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. You know, I'm sure that Herbie's, I wrote this Saturday, I'm sure that I'm the bad guy since Herbie doesn't care for me since I named him Turkey of the Year last year.
Right.
But all I did was lay out the facts, that their best-hitting prospect at Portland's a left-handed hitting first baseman. Their best-hitting prospect below Portland is a left-handed hitting first baseman.
Right.
And their number one draft choice is a right-handed hitting first baseman.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are they going to do with all these first basemen if they keep Big Herbie?
Once again, you got to like the locals tonight. Guthrie, who's been pitching well of late against Ballard.
Yeah, I tell you, they can run some bad pitchers out there, Baltimore.
Yeah.
I see Leroy Smith's their hottest pitcher right now.
Yeah, they just brought him up, I guess.
Yeah, he's 2-0. He's a great guy. I'd like to see him be a success. He's I'll have to get over there tomorrow night and see if Leroy's still having a cigarette after the game.
Oh, Leroy goes for the heaters?
Oh, big heater man. And
doesn't
he'll have a scotch, too.
Well, what would you say then to a Pillsbury smoke-off between he and Portugal?
Well, they're a lot alike. Although I think that perhaps Leroy would maybe get a better chance of him getting 8 hours sleep at night than the Porchy. The Porchy like to run the streets a little bit.
What are your observations on the firing of Buck Rogers?
Oh, this Dombrowski guy, you give a job to a 35-year-old weenie like Dombrowski, he wants a younger, more enthusiastic manager. He doesn't want to admit he doesn't have a very good team.
Yeah.
And Buck will get a job. He'll, in fact, if something would happen here and you're looking for candidates, throw his name down as a possibility to replace Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Although I don't think Kelly's in any trouble whatsoever.
No.
I see the way they're playing now, but what I'm saying is that, you know, if something would happen, if he wants one, Bob Rogers will probably have a job before the year's over.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of upset Canadian writers, I'll tell you, they really liked him.
Oh, really?
Especially the French, because he learned some French. He went out of his way to learn some French so he could communicate with the fans and with the writers and everything, and they really liked him.
I must tell you, I thought I knew a little bit about baseball and the current personalities within the game, but I had not heard of this Tom Runnels, who has succeeded him.
No, neither had I. He's just some 36-year-old guy who never played above double A, but Dombrowski decided that he's a visionary. I'm sure he's one of these modern managers with lots of charts and motivation and communication and all that crap, although that doesn't mean anything.
Does no one want to take a chance on Davey Johnson?
I don't think anybody wants to pay the freight.
Ah.
He wants, you know, he's a very independently wealthy guy.
He is.
He's got huge amounts of money. He developed a lot of real estate in Florida.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't have to come back financially at all.
Uh-huh.
Have to be the right job. I'm surprised the Yankees, I think if Steinbrenner was the owner, that he'd be managing the Yankees.
Yeah. Final item, the St. Croix Meadows Greyhound Racing Park.
Yeah.
Will pre-sell all tickets for its June 20th opening night, and they are going to limit the opening crowd. Otherwise, there could be pandemonium.
Yeah, there could. You might. So if you can't, if you aren't lucky enough to get one of those tickets to watch eight dogs chase bait, go out to Canterbury.
Rubber rabbits or whatever they are?
Yeah, go out to Canterbury.
Hey, guess who's doing the national anthem out there?
Jimmy Bauer.
Yes.
Great. When?
No, I think maybe just for opening night. I assume.
Oh, at the dog track.
Yeah, at the dog track.
Oh, I thought you meant Belmont.
No, but wouldn't that be great?
Belmont Day at Canterbury.
You know the way at Met Center before hockey games, if you've got a game pitting the North Stars with a Canadian team, you hear the Canadian National Anthem first out of courtesy, then the American National Anthem. Well, here at the dog track, our National Anthem, and then how much is that doggy in the window? Yeah. That would be.
I got to tell you, Bobby, I'm going to have a real hard time going watching the dogs.
Really?
They don't do much for me.
Huh.
You bet your kids' birthdays or something like that. I don't like the dogs.
The payoffs are fantastic,
yeah,
though, when you hit.
Yeah, just throw dirt. I have no idea how to handicap the dogs.
Yeah. Speaking of animals, final item. I'm going to say this as tastefully as I possibly can.
Yeah.
When I listen to your Saturday show,
yeah,
I'm there in the recliner, and I'm clicking through the TV, you know, channels, all 60 of them, with the sound down.
Yeah.
All right? Now, you've done this kind of thing before,
sure.
I'm sure. And I swear to you, Patrick, there is nothing. I don't know that I've laughed harder. Then when shortly after 11 o'clock last Saturday morning, and anybody who was doing the same thing will know that in some channel in the 20s, some channel between channel 20 and channel 30, I'm listening to you and Pat talk sports with your callers, and I hit like channel 22 or 24 or something like that. It's a nature special, and baboons are making love. The funniest darn juxtaposition of images I've ever seen. I'm listening to you guys, and I'm watching these baboons.
Well, I never have seen baboons make love.
Well,
it's probably pretty erotic.
No, actually the opposite, but I just, you know, the juxtaposition struck me funny.
All right.
Thanks for bearing with us, and we'll talk to you in the morning.
Goodbye.
Patrick Royce, sports writer of the Twin Cities. You know, Pat and Joe are not that brusque with their callers. You know, they give them a wide latitude. They're usually a couple of minutes on the average, and I must say that the the conflagration I witnessed on the screen just did not last very long at all compared to the normal call. Sports talk. It's a little nature special while listening to Joe and Pat. And they're on every Saturday morning, as you know, 10 to noon, and 6:30 to 8 on Mondays. Hey, it's 7:30 in present tenses, and Paul Harvey is here. He'll be introduced by Paul Harvey Jr., who will always have a job. It's 7:30
at the Paul Harvey,
station.
News and comments, brought to you by Red Wing Shoes. Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans. Japan is a string of seven islands created by 250 volcanoes.